المؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا. Even those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not cut the road for them. He said, alright, you just throw the believers that they say believe in you and in Allah, then you throw them away and burn them alive. Even he did not cut that road for them. He said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَتَنُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبُوا. Those who put the believer, the male and female believers, into trial. This is a great trial. This is a miserable trial to say the Quran. The character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Quran. So when you read inshallah and you said the Quran, there is orders in the Quran from Allah. Apply it in yourself. There is order for the whole ummah. Consider this is the order, you're part of the ummah, then this is directed to you. When Allah said, donate in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have the money and you accumulate it somewhere, and so, you know, I'm just doing whatever. No. What did you do for Islam, ya ikhwan? What did you do for your faith? Just ask yourself every day, what did I do for Islam today, for this nation, for this ummah? So this is the first thing. The character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Quran, and we explained what does that mean. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya ikhwan, he was very, very humiliated, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mutawada', what is the word for mutawada'? Humbled, yeah, he's very, jazakallah khair, humbled, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very, very humbled. What is that? What's from his sunnah and from his way of life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showed his tawada'? You see, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, always, you can differentiate him from his companion. You find him sitting with them, not the same thing. When he migrated, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Medina, the companion from Medina, they didn't see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not the one that do bay'ah, no, the ones that they didn't see him. They didn't know who's Rasulullah, is him Abu Bakr? Because him and Abu Bakr was coming together. They did not know who's Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was not, you know, taking a certain pattern, a certain way of life, a certain, you know, put two, three people around him and no, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's like a regular person among his companions, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until the sun starts to come, then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu arda, with his dress, he put it on the top to shade, to provide the shade of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then they knew this is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A man from A'rab, from those desert Arabs, he came and they said, this is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the man got so scared, you know, this is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, hawwin alayk fa'inni فَإِنَّمَا أَنَا إِبْنُ مُرَأَهْ كَانَتْ تَأْكُلُ الْقَدِيدَ بِمَكَّةِ. When this man, you know, saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he got kind of scared. This is Muhammad, this is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he got scared from seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calmed him down and said, me is just a son of a woman that used to eat the qadid, the dried meat in Mecca. So the dried meat, if you're rich, then you eat the fresh meat. When you talk about dried meat, then you know, this is, they just bring the meat, there was no refrigerators back then, and they, you know, put it a certain way and hang it down, all of the water comes out, and maybe put something in it and dry it. So if you eat dry meat, that means you're not the top. So he's telling him that I am a son of a woman that used to eat the dried meat, the qadid in Mecca. Calm down, you know, don't give sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he used sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to very, very, never ever ask the companions to stand up for him. And he used to hate that very much. When he comes sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they don't stand up for him. And this is the sunnah. Why? Because he said in the hadith, the meaning of it sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever loves people to stand up for him, to grade him as a way of greatness, فَلْيَتَبَوَّأْ مَقْعَدُهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. He got a guaranteed chair, seat in hellfire. So he used to tell the Sahaba, the companions, not to stand up when he come upon them. But nowadays, the scholar said, if you find, since people, they don't know the sunnah of Rasulullah SAW, and you find an old man, and everybody used to just stand for old people, and grade them. Yeah, you could do that, not for the a way of worship or a way of greatness, like you're grading Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, as a way of respect of that person until he knows the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because, you know, this is a big problem. A person that a lot of people in ignorance of the sunnah, and a lot of people stand up for him, and then you come to him and you're the Muslim now and the beard and everything, and you stand, you didn't stand up for him, and everybody stood up and is, subhanallah, what kind of said the Islam and the sunnah? He doesn't understand. He's going to look at you that you humiliated him because he did not stand up for him. So until he knows the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the scholar said you could stand. Or a person coming from travel, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu arda, when he was traveling, he said, "Qumu li sayyidikum," stand up for your master, radiallahu anhu arda, Sa'd ibn Mu'adh. So, and also Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ya akhwani, he used to, for the slave, the door, the little, not even a woman, a slave woman, no, a slave girl, just take Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from his hand and take him and talk with him and talk, and he listen. And imagine that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not a regular person like me and you. He has his family, he has his job, and come from home, he's in charge of two people, him and his wife, or his child, or two children. No, he is in charge of the whole ummah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order him to do salat al-layl. It's not until Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anhu arda, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pray sitting down at the end of his life. Because the people, you know, when you stay all night, all of the night praying for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and during the day, this is the ummah, and this is the battle of Uhud, this is the battle of Sajj, there's a lot of, you know, Jews are just doing a lot of conflicts to attack Islam and finish Islam, or that little tiny Muslim town of Medina, and there is enemies from the Romans, and enemies from the Persian Empire, and this and that, and you also doing the tashri' for the ummah, and you reveal, you taking the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you teaching the ummah, and you have your own family. Imagine how busy يعني, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he used to take the slave, the slave girl, not a woman, take him from his hand, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and talk and walk with him, whatever, and he's following her, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a man in Sahih Muslim came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and was Anas ibn Malik. Anas, ya akhwan, this is, he used to be 10 years old. He's from the Ansar. And his mother gave him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to serve Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he served Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 10 years. Radiallahu anhu arda, Anas. So Anas was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah was going, and one of those desert Arabs came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he pulled him hard until the border of his clothes, you know, you could see, you see a mark, a big mark in the neck of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he told him, give me, أعطني من مال الله لا من مالك ولا مال أبيك. Give me from the money of Allah, from the wealth of Allah, not from your father or mother's money. Because this guy is asking for donation and money, but look at the way he's doing to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then look, you could, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the companion, Umar, cut his head right away. And Umar, I told you about how big Umar radiallahu anhu arda. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he smiled. Imagine that nowadays somebody does that to you, you know? Or just go to you and just grab you until you, I want some donation from you. What are you going to do? But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he smiled, and he ordered them, the companions, to give him from the money of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is in Sahih Muslim. Way, you know, if we follow these rules, subhanallah, we'll be angels and living on this earth. We were just angels walking on earth if we follow the rules of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we reach the limit. And this doesn't come from just one time session. No, by training your soul. They said that soul exercise. You see, when you get weak and you go to, لَقَدَّرَ اللَّهِ, if you go to the hospital and you do surgery or something, your body gets weak, your muscles get weak, your heart, And then they said, okay, we're doing to you now cardiac rehabilitation. We're exercising your body now to get you back to normal. The same way, the soul, you exercise the soul. How you exercise the soul? You don't read the Quran, for example. And then you just start, I'm going to do tonight, inshallah, I'm going to do reading 4 safha from the Quran Kareem. 4 pages. Okay, 4 pages. And then tomorrow, inshallah, I'm going to read 5. Tomorrow, 5. The devil says, oh man. No. Then this is the way you train, you exercise yourself. You exercise your soul gradually, gradually, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you, every person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له طريقا إلى الجنة. A person that seeks a road or a way to get knowledge, to obtain knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easier for him to get it to paradise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not gonna leave you like this, and you just you read 4 pages and then 5 pages and you no. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Allah said in the Quran, those who fought, who struggle in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever it is, teaching themselves how to donate, teaching themselves how to read the Quran, not teaching themselves, I mean just pushing themselves to read the Quran, pushing themselves to not to become stingy and no, to donate in the cause of Allah, teaching them to become good to people. Just say the only good words, as Allah said in the Quran. لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. We guarantee them guidance from Allah. So the guidance, and not me or you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising whoever fought himself and exercise, try to exercise his soul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide him. Allah will reach him to that destination, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you exercise yourself. You follow. We said examples now, and look at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is Muhammad, and there is a boy one time, Anas. He has a brother called Aba Umayr, and this brother of Anas, he used to have a bird, and this bird died. And this boy was very very sad about his bird. And look at the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam caring about even the child in the Muslim society. He went and visited. Went Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to visit a boy, Aba Umayr, and he said in Sahih al-Bukhari, he said that Ya Aba Umayr, ma fa'al al-Nughayr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking this boy, Aba Umayr, what your bird has done? And this is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Said, Ya Aba Umayr, ma fa'al al-Nughayr? Qa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Aba Umayr, ma fa'al al-Nughayr? He asked this boy, and then he said, He died, Rasulullah. That bird died, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the scholars even got a lot of tashri', a lot of Islamic laws from this line. What is it? A lot of people don't understand the hadith. They said, what do you mean? Why Abu Umayr ma fa'al al-Nughayr? Why you put it in Sahih Bukhari and then Ibn and qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is the word going to get? But came Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh, and he gets 70 Islamic law out of this line. Ya Abu Umayr, you, the father of Umayr, this boy, that's his name, that's his kunya, this is nickname, Aba Umayr, ماذا فعل النغير, what your bird has done, this is it. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم 70 law, one of them, we don't have time to explain these things, but one of them is that it's alright for the person of higher value and higher position to go and visit a one of a lower position, like Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, nothing higher than him, and he visited this boy. It's alright to do a nickname for a boy. Even he doesn't have a son called Umayr, but they used to call him Aba Umayr. And this boy, by the way, he was very sad about his bird, and he died after that bird. So look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even caring about a child that his bird died, and he went to talk, because this child, that's his personality, this is his life. Maybe it means nothing for you, but for this boy, this bird is everything. It's his life. And by the way, we said that he died, that boy died after a few days of the death of his birth. So this is how we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we said, a lot of times, humbleness for Allah. And as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever have the way of an atom in his heart, of kibr, arrogancy, he will never get it. He will never enter paradise. من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر لا يدخل الجنة. He's not going to enter paradise who have just the way of an atom of arrogancy in his heart. And Rasulullah said in another hadith, also those arrogant ones. You see, you remember back then we said the humans are going to be the shape of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. How big is he? And except those arrogant ones, they will be like the zar, like the ants, and everybody will step over them in the hereafter. The arrogant ones. So Rasulullah was an example of being, you know, non-arrogant, being humbled to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also a last one in humbleness, when Rasulullah captures Mecca. And when he enters Mecca, victorious entry of Mecca, after they fought him years, 13 years, you know, and then about 8 more years after he left Mecca sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fighting continuously for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for his followers, for the companions. And when he captured Mecca, getting entering Mecca victoriously sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went down in his camel, humbled to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, down until his chest was touching the seat of the camel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Humbleness, an example. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You Muhammad have the best character. You Muhammad in general, in each aspect. Ali radiallahu anhu arda said, when you hear hadith about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, always good in your mind, the highest righteousness, the highest, you know, dignity, the highest of everything for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sahaba ikhwani, nowadays some people said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam such and such, and then he said, but you know, the Imam Abu Hanifa, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, nobody said with him at all. Those companions, if somebody comes to say, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ابتدرته رؤوسنا, that means we lift our heads and look at him. What Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has said. And Ibn Mas'ud used to talk to the people of Iraq in Kufa, and to talk to them, and he said, used to shake and get pale, and he said, don't you know about who I'm talking about? I'm transmitting the words of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this great, subhanallah, even the disbelievers, the enemies of Islam, describe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the only one that history gives to mankind, the only person, the highest person that the history gave is Muhammad. And you read the book, the 100 great men that shaped the history, the first one is Muhammad. And those are disbelievers. Subhanallah, the disbelievers acknowledging sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you come to a Muslim and say, no, but Imam such and such said, no. The Imam al-Arba'ah, all of them, he said, if you find the authentic hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, throw my opinion away. I have no opinion with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all of that, and you see how he used to go sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and find the boys playing, and he said, used to come to them, assalamu alaykum ya subyan, assalamu alaykum you children. Doesn't see a leader, this is he's building the Islamic, you know, society in a small form that the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took after him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaykum ya subyan. So this is the way that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be humble and talking to people. And one time we said that Anas used to be his server. Anas was a little boy, and sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Anas to go and get him something from the market. And Anas, a little boy, he went out to find the boys playing. He just sit with the boys playing. When he got so late, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out looking for him, and he found him playing with the children. Then he came behind him and he said, I just moved and turned myself backwards, and I found Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front of me smiling at me. And he said, ya Anas, what did I ask you to do for me, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And then he said, you all go right now, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He never ever sallallahu alaihi wasallam hit any person except in the battle. And all, even in the battle, he used to fight, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, in a way of defending, not attacking, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Never ever, Aisha said, never ever hit any of his wives, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or hit any, a boy or a man or nobody at all, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we move to another point of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we're going to talk him about him as a teacher. As a teacher, one of the companions, Muawiyah ibn Abi al-Hakam radiallahu anhu warda, he was praying with the companions, and then one, while they're praying, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the Quran, one said sneezes. Then Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu warda ibn Abi al-Hakam, he said, yarhamukallah, while he's praying, you know, this is the salah. Then the Sahaba just watch him like this and start, you know, hitting their legs. So that means quit. There's no talk in the Salah. But he didn't know that. He didn't know you cannot talk in the Salah. Then he looked at them, at least a lot of them pushing their hands, and then wa sakla ummata. He said, you know, he just start. Why are you doing that? I hope your mothers missed all of you. This is in the Salah. And they start, you know, hitting their legs more and more. Until, you know, he wants to do something more than that. When he sees them just hitting their legs and looking at him in the Salah. Then after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished the Salah, he said, who is the one that was talking in Salah? And then Muawiyah radiallahu anhu arda, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, me, Rasulullah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teach him. You know, not tell him that, you don't know this. And, no, he told him that this Salah is for tasbih, takbir, and Quran, and is nothing of human words could work inside the Salah. And he said, I never see a teacher like him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Never, you know, looked at him a certain way, or never raised his voice at him, or done nothing to hurt his feeling, but he just bear him and said, you know, this Salah is only for tasbih and takbir, and reading the Quran al-Kareem, but not for what the human saying, you know, you just can't talk in Salah. And another Arabi, a man, a desert Arab, came to the mosque of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he's ready to go to the bathroom. He left his clothes in a corner and sat down to use the bathroom, the first one. Then the Sahaba, oh, jump in, you want to take him? No. And the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered him not to bother him, just leave him do, you know. And after he finishes, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَهْرِيقُ عَلَيْهِ دَلْوًا مِنَ الْمَاءِ. That means put some water on what he's done, on that, you know, urine that came from him in the mosque. And he starts explaining to this man, you know, so this, look at the way, how, what is it? You know, and then he looked at the Sahaba and said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُمْ مُيَسِّرِينَ وَلَيْسَ مُعَسِّرِينَ. You've been sent as an easy, you know, you're just getting things easy for people, not the difficult way, not the hard way. Even this desert Arab doesn't know, but Rasulullah ﷺ ordered the companions, but just leave him, because he starts. If you just don't attack him when he starts doing that, you're gonna just cause him a lot of pain, because he's gonna quit what he's doing. He's not gonna feel comfortable, and he may stand up and spread, you know, and on himself and on others and this. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered him not to do anything, and then he asked them to do put some water in it, and he brought the Arabi, that desert Arab, and told him the way. He said, this mosque is not suitable for what you've done. This is for praising Allah, for praying for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then this Arabi, when he says, Sahaba, we're attacking, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is treating him nicely and wonderful way, subhanAllah, very simple, not a big deal. Imagine that somebody here in the mosque was sitting and somebody comes in a corner and he starts, you know, being in the mosque, not in the bathroom or nowhere. Imagine what we're going to do, all of us. The Sahaba reacted the same way. Then he looked at them and he looked at the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very simple. He said, okay, bring some water and put in what he'd done. And he just brought the man and teach him step by step. This is not suitable what you've done. And he teach him what is the purpose of the mosque. And then this man lifts his hands up and he said, Allahumma arhamni wa Muhammad wa la tarham ahadan ma'ana. You Allah, forgive me and Muhammad only, but not the rest of the companions. Because the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a teacher was teaching him, the way, the right way, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we follow or we think about one of those positions, just relax, calm down, treat it the way, the simple way, the nice way. And until that, the people of the seerah said, if you, for example, if, you know, you take a picture of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to describe him, Bassam al-Muhayya. Bassam al-Muhayya, that means, if you take a picture at any time, you find him smiling, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he never get upset at all, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until there is hadd of hudud Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being, you know, committed. There is a sin is being committed in front of him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he gets anger, not for himself, and we said the example, this guy, the Arab desert grabbed him and pulled him down until the clothes left marks on the neck of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, give me from the money of Allah, not from your father or mother's money. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled at him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked to give him money. Radiallahu anhu wa arda. And another also is the hilm and the afu of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the battle of Hunayn, in the battle of Hunayn, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they got a lot of gold and a lot of money and a lot of camels and a lot. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were some people, those people were leaders in their tribes. And back then, the leader of a tribe had certain criteria. He's the smartest one, he's the most generous one, he's the most talkative one. So everybody looks at the leader of the tribe. If the leader becomes Muslim, the whole tribe will become Muslim without even thinking about it. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to target those. And he gave Uyayna ibn Hisn, one of those leaders, that big, huge tribe, followed him, 100 ounce of gold, 100 ounce of silver, and 100 camel. Huge wealth. Imagine that, 100 ounce of gold, even nowadays, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of, and 100 camel too. And back then, camel is like, you got a Mercedes, you know, 100 Mercedes one time. And he gives all of those. You know, Umayyah, the son of Umayyah, Safwan ibn Umayyah, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100. And then a man came and said, هذه قسمة لم يرد بها وجه الله. This, he divided Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, that kind of division was not for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an insult to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't do it in the cause of Allah, who's going to do it in the cause of Allah? Then a man heard that. And he said, I will tell Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about that. Because to insult Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is big, this is hypocrisy, this is kufr. This is out to insult Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Musa, udhiya akthar min hadha, fasabar. يرحم الله موسى. He said, Allah have mercy in Moses, Musa alayhi salam. Uziya, he has been annoyed and harmed more than that, and he was patient in it. He didn't say, imagine this is a battle, and he could order any of the Sahaba, bring him and hang him from his feet. But look at the way sallallahu alayhi wa sallam handled. Very simple, very. Never ever get anger for himself, for something that harm himself. But look, when there is something in the faith, or in a sin is committed, or one of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not applied. There is a woman from the tribe of Makhzum. She stole in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in Islam, stealing, you cut your right hand off. Then they said, from a big tribe, Makhzum and this and. And they said, no, we need to talk to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And who would talk to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about that? Then they said, the best one is Usama ibn Zayd. Usama used to be the son of the lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we said lover in Arabs, we understand what does that mean. Lover, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to love, you know, Zayd ibn Harithah very much, and he has a story with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, makes him love him the most. Zayd used to be an Arab; he was not a slave, but they stole him. One of the battles, they stole him as a boy, and they sold him in the market, and he became a slave. And he went to Khadija, and Khadija saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam love him so much, so she give him a gift to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is before Islam. And then Rasulullah used to treat him wonderful, great. Imagine that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is with you, or the way he's treating and caring about you. Never get angry for anything, and always never say no. They describe him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لم يقل لا إلا في تشهده لولا التشهد لكانت لاؤه نعمه. He never said no. But in the key in Islam, there is no God worthy of worship but Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mighty messenger. This is the only no. And he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But after that, this man, what I was telling before to show, Usama ibn Zayd. Yeah, Usama ibn Zayd. Then the father of Usama ibn Zayd start looking for him everywhere. And they told him, your son is, you know, owned by Muhammad. He's a slave to Muhammad. He said, oh, great. This Muhammad is a great man. He got a great character before Islam. And he said, then Rasulullah, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him the choice. He said, go to him. Go to your son Zayd and tell him if he wants to go with you, you take him for no money. Free. And let him give him a choice. Imagine that this is your father and this is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your master. You're a slave to him. And your father telling you, you're not a slave. You go to your father, you got a tribe, you're a free person. And what Zayd chose, radiallahu anhu arda, Zayd chose Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam over his father. He refused to go back a free man with his father, but to stay slave with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is Yaqwan, and this is very, so this is called the Hib, the lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And his son Usama was also loved to Rasulullah and approached very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When this woman stole, then they talked to Usama to talk to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, not to apply the Hadd on it. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam got so angry. What are you? He said, لو أن فاطمة بنت محمد سرقت لقطع محمد يدها. If my daughter Fatima has stolen, Muhammad himself will cut her hand off. So doesn't he get angry for his own self, but he get angry when a sin or when a law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not applied. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Jazakumullah khair ala ahsanis sunnah. Jazakumullah khair.